الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الذي كرم بني آدم وحملهم في البر والبحر ورزقهم من الطيبات وفضلهم على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين وصفا ومدحا للأنصار والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer and controller of the universe and all within. Surely all praises belong to Allah, with whose blessings all good things are accomplished. Surely all praises belong to Allah, who honored human beings and gave them modes of transportation on land and on sea, and bestowed upon them a sustenance, all things that are good and pure, and chose them over many of what he created with a special preference. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the disbelievers hate that. My dear brothers and sisters, we have amongst us today a number of families who have migrated here from Syria. يوجد معنا اليوم عدة عائلات من إخواننا اللاجئين المهاجرين الجدد. فأقول لهم أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. وأبشروا بوجودكم جوارنا. We would like to welcome you to this country, and we want you to be happy that you are with us in this place. ثم أقول إِنَّ لِلْفَلَاحِ أَزْبَابًا. Then I say that success has many reasons. وَمِنْهَا التَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَزَّ وَجَلْ. Among the most important reasons is putting one's trust in Allah and depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ الْخَالِقُ الْعَدْلُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ فَتَكَفَّلَ بِرِزْقِهِمْ وَنَصْرِهِمْ. For Allah is the just creator, who created everything and has taken it upon himself to provide sustenance and help to them. فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَتَّكِلْ أَحَدٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا نَصَرَهُ. And no one has ever put their trust in Allah except that Allah has supported them and helped them. أَمَّا الْإِتِّكَالُ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ فَالْخَلْقُ قَدْ يَفِي أَوْ لَا يَفِي. But as for depending upon the creation may fulfill their pleasure, they may not fulfill it. فَعَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَرْتَبِطُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. So you must be connected with your Lord. فَمَهْمَا كَانَ الْأَمْرُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمْلِكُ الْكَوْنَ كُلَّهُ وَبِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ. No matter what happens, how difficult times may become, Surely Allah owns and possesses the universe and all within, and in His hands lie all good. الأمر الثاني ويقول الله عز وجل في هذا الشأن, and Allah says about this, ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها. Whatever blessings Allah bestows upon anyone, there is none who can withhold it. وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده. And whatever He withholds, there is none who can give it. الأمر الثاني عليكم أن تصبروا وتحتسبوا عند الله. You must be patient and hope for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدْ وَعَدَنَا أَنَّهُ سَيَبْتَلِينَ. For Allah has promised us that He will test all of us. مَا مِنْ إِنسَانٍ يَعِيشُ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا وَسَيُبْتَلَى. There is no human being who lives on this earth except that he or she will be tested. قال الله عز وجل في محكم كتابه في محكم تنزيله ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. هذه آية مشهورة. Allah tells us in this well-known verse we hear all the time, surely we will test you of something of fear. أنتم عرفتم الخوف. You know fear. والجوع and hunger. عرفتم الجوع أيضا. You also know hunger and what it is. ونقص من الأموال, a decrease in wealth. أنتم عرفتم النقص في الأموال فقد تركتم جميع ما تملكون. وأتيتم إلى هذا البلد بالقميص على ظهركم فقط. You also know what it is to lose your wealth, for you have left everything behind, and you have come here only with a shirt on your backs. والأنفس, and a loss of souls. عرفتم ذلك أيضا. You know this. فَقَدْ قُتِلَ مَنْ قُتِلَ مِنْ أَقْرِبَائِكُمْ وَأَصْحَابِكُمْ وَجِيرَانِكُمْ. You also know this. For some of your relatives and some of your friends and some of your neighbors were already killed.
وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بَشَّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ فَقَالَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
But Allah has given good news to those who are patient. We will be tested. سَنُبْتَلَى وَنُخْتَبَرْ. We will be tested and tried. But the good news is for those who are patient and steadfast. الصابرين.
فَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَلَا تَفْزَعُوا.
So don't be sad and don't grieve.
فَأَنْتُمْ عِنْدَ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. For you are with your brothers and sisters here.
وَعِنْدَ مَنْ يُرِيدُ مساعدتكم. And you are among people who want to help you.
إلا أن المساعدة قد تتأخر.
However, that help may be delayed.
أو قد تكون على غير ما تتوقعون.
Or it could be in ways that you did not realize.
الأمر الثالث كونوا على صلة وثيقة بربكم.
Strengthen the bond and the connection you have with your Lord.
فإنه لا يظلم مثقال ذرة.
For He does not do even an atom weight of injustice.
فمهما تعانون من سوء المعاملة.
No matter how much bad dealings you have with people.
فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ لَا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ.
That is from the human being, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَأَقُولُ لِإِخْوَانِنَا الْمُقِيمِينَ الْمُوَاطِنِينَ الْكَنِدِيِّينَ.
And I say to our brothers and sisters who are residents here,
إِنَّ لِلْفَلَاحِ أَسْبَابًا أَيْضًا.
Success has reasons. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَسْبَابِ وَمِنْ أَهَمِّهَا مُوَاسَاتُ الْغَيْرِ. Among the most important reasons for success, we may not realize this, but among the most important reasons for success is caring for others and caring about others. وَخَاسَةً الْمُحْتَاجِينَ. Especially those who are in need. فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَمَّا وَصَفَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ ذَكَرَ أَوْصَافًا لَهُمْ مِنْهَا قَالْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. For when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the successful ones in Surah Al-Baqarah, في أول السورة, at the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who are successful. He said, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish prayers. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from what we have bestowed upon them, they spend. This statement, brothers and sisters, هذه الجملة, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, الدَّرْسُ الْأَكْبَرُ, the major lesson we're taught in this statement is مُوَاسَاتِ الْمُحْتَاجِينَ, to care for others, not simply giving donations and then going away. وَلَيْسَ بِمُجَرَّدِ الْإِنْفَاقِ ثُمَّ نَذْهَبِ. The lesson is that we should care for others and we should do something about it. ثُمَّ أَعْلَمُوا أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةِ. Also know, brothers and sisters, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدْ جَعَلَ لَنَا فُرْصَةً عَظِيمًا. Allah has blessed us with a great opportunity. لِنُوَازِنَ مَا قَامَ بِهِ الْأَنصَارُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, so that we can be like the Ansars in Medina. فَمَدَحَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ فَقَالَ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So that we can be like the Ansar in Medina. As a result of what they did in their reception of the Muhajireen and in their welcoming of the Muhajireen, the migrants from Mecca. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the Quran in Surah Al-Hashr. And He praises them with the best praise. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and those who were settled in their homes before them and had embraced the faith before them. The Ansars were settled in Medina, just like you and I are settled here in Toronto or in Canada. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. In this ayah, there are three descriptions that Allah mentions of the Ansars, in which He praises them. The first is Allah says, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love those who migrated to them. They love those who migrated to them. They were not worried that the migrants would take away their jobs or would put a strain on the system financially. No, they love those who migrated to them. This is our chance, brothers and sisters, to show that love. Number two, Allah says, وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي سُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا, and they found no hard feelings in their hearts. They had no hard feelings in their hearts for whatever the migrants were given. Sadly, there are some people who are saying that, you know what, the government will look after these people. هناك من يقول الحكومة تكفل بمساعدة هؤلاء لا يحتاجون إلينا. There are some who say that the government has pledged to take care of these newcomers here from Syria. We don't need to do anything. But do we know what kind of help and assistance the government is providing for them? On top of that, there are those who are also saying that the government has not done that for the citizens who already live here and are in hard times. Yet they're doing it for strangers. هناك من يقول إن الحكومة لا تساعد كثيرا من المواطنين الساكنين هنا في كندا الذين هم في حاجة، ومع ذلك يأتون بآخرين.
So they found, or they had no hard feelings in their hearts for whatever the immigrants were given. Because initially after the hijrah, brothers and sisters, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he had any wealth, he would give the muhajirin a little bit more because they needed it. They were newcomers. They had nothing. They left everything behind. But the people of Medina, the Ansar, they did not see this as discrimination. They did not see this as racism. You know, he's giving his countrymen, people from Makkah, all the wealth and nothing to us, although we're with them foot to foot. They found they had no hard feelings in their hearts. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي سُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا. And number three, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. And they preferred others over themselves, even when they had a need. This is the description of the Ansar, brothers and sisters, in the Quran. In this description, Allah revealed these ayats because of how they welcomed their brothers and sisters who migrated to them. So this is a great opportunity for you and I to be like the Ansar. فَالْأَنْصَارُ فَتَحُوا قُلُوبَهُمْ وَبُيُوتَهُمْ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ بِصِدْقٍ وَإِخْلَاصٍ. The Ansar in Medina, they opened their hearts and their homes to their brothers and sisters who migrated to them with sincerity and honesty. وَلِذَٰلِكَ نَالُوا هَذِهِ الْمَكَانَةَ الرَّفِيعَةَ. And this is how they achieve this high status. حَيْثُ قَالَ لَهُمْ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَا تَرْدَوْنَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ يَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى بُيُوتِهِمْ بِالْأَمْوَالِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى بُيُوتِكُمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So much so that one time the Prophet alayhi salam told the Ansar, he said, aren't you pleased, aren't you happy to know that the other people go home with wealth, they take the wealth to their homes, but you people take the Messenger of Allah to your homes. فَنَحْنُ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ الْكِرَامُ قَدْ تَبَوَّأْنَا الدَّارَ فِي كَنِدَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So we, brothers and sisters, have settled here in Canada before these brothers and sisters. وَنَحْنُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ مُسْتَقِرُّونَ. And alhamdulillah, we are settled here. فَالسُّؤَالُ أَمَامَنَا. And the question that is before us is, هَلْ نَقِفُ بِجِوَارِ إِخْوَانِنَا وَأَخْوَاتِنَا الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَنُقَدِّمُ لَهُمْ مَا نَسْتَطِيعُ مِنَ الْمُسَاعَدَةِ. The question is, are we going to stand by the side of our brothers and sisters who have migrated here and offer to them whatever it is we can in terms of help and assistance? Yes, the government will help to look after them, but there are many things that the government will not provide, brothers and sisters. We don't know this. The government will give them a bed with a mattress, of course, a dresser for each person, and sofa for the living room. That's all. And of course, a monthly stipend. No pillows, no sheets, no microwave, no kettle, no spoons, no knives, no forks. So السؤال الذي أمامنا هل نقف بجوارهم ونساعدهم أو نسلم عليهم في المساجد والمراكز الإسلامية ثم نرجع إلى بيوتنا فرحين بما قد أنعم الله به علينا من مسكن وولد وأهل وشغل. Or would we just give them salam in the masjid? Anybody has a tissue? Would we give them just give them salams in the masjid? Then we return home to our homes, happy with what Allah has blessed us with in terms of house, in terms of children, in terms of family, in terms of job. Remember, brothers and sisters, اعتبروا أن الحافظ بن كثير رحمه الله قال في تفسيره. Remember, الحافظ بن كثير said in his tafsir, إن الله عز وجل أتاح الفرصة والشرف لأهل مكة أولا أن يكونوا صحابة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that Allah the Exalted gave the people of Mecca the very first chance and opportunity and honor of being the companions of His Messenger. فَرَفَضَهَا مُعْظَمُهُمْ. But most of them refused that honor and that opportunity. فَمَاذَا فَعَلْ. What did Allah do? هَلْ أَبْقَاهَا لَهُمْ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ. Did He keep it for them forever? كَلَّا. Never. حَوَّلَهَا إِلَى أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then offered this honor, this sharaf, and this karama, this opportunity to the people of Medina. وَمَاذَا فَعَلْ هَؤُلَاء. And what did these people do? قَبِلُوهَا فَسَادُوا بِهَا الدُّنْيَا. He offered it to the people of Medina, and they embraced it, and they accepted it, and as a result, they became the masters of the world. That Quran was revealed. We recite this Quran. Quran was revealed in praise of these people in Medina, the Ansar. And they got the name Al-Ansar because they helped their brothers and sisters who migrated. Brothers and sisters, often we talk about brotherhood. But كثيرا نتحدث عن الأخوة في الإسلام. ولكن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يتحدث عن الأخوة فقط وإنما طبق الأخوة. The Prophet عليه السلام did not just speak about brotherhood. He practiced it, he lived it. فلما هاجر إلى المدينة آخى بين المهاجرين والأنصار. So when he migrated to Medina, one of the first things he did, and this is one of the important factors of the success of the Muslim community in Medina, وهذا من أهم الأسباب للنجاح المجتمع الإسلامي المسلم في المدينة. He established a bond of brotherhood between the مهاجرين and the أنصار. فأخذ شخصا من المهاجرين وأخذ شخصا من أهل المدينة من الأنصار وآخى بينهما. He took one person from the migrants and one from the people of Medina, the Ansar, and he made them brothers. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah fi sahih. Al-Imam al-Bukhari in his sahih al-Bukhari narrates the famous hadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, anna nabi alayhi salatu wassalam akha bayna Abdurrahman ibn Auf min ahli Makkah wa bayna Sa'd ibn al-Rabi' min al-Madinah. The Prophet ﷺ established this brotherhood, this bond of brotherhood between Abdurrahman ibn Auf from Mecca and Sa'd ibn Rabi from Medina. فَقَامَ سَعْدُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And Sa'd said to Abdurrahman, نِصْفُ مَالِي لَكَ أَوْ أُقَاسِمُكَ نِصْفَ مَالِي. He says, I will split my wealth in two, half for you. See, they didn't talk about it, brothers and sisters. They practiced it. Half my wealth is yours. وَلِي زَوْجَتَانْ إِمْرَأَتَانْ أُنْذُرْ أَيَّهُمَا تُحِبْ أُطَلِّقْهَا وَبَعْدَ الْإِدَّةِ أَنْتَ تَتَزَوَّجْ بِهَا. Sa'd ibn Rabi said to him also, I have two wives. See which of the two you like, and I will divorce her, and after the waiting period, you can marry her. But Abdurrahman ibn Auf, لكن Abdurrahman ibn Auf قال له بارك الله لك في أهلك ومالك. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said to his brother Sa'd ibn al-Rabi', may Allah bless you in your family and your wealth. دلني على السوق. Show me the marketplace. And he went there and he began trading and he became a wealthy man. This is how the Prophet ﷺ did it, brothers and sisters. They did not just talk about it, but they practiced it. He also, the Prophet ﷺ also, آخ بين سلمان الفارسي وبين أبي الدرداء من أهل المدينة. The Prophet ﷺ also established that bond of brotherhood between Salman al-Farisi and Abu Darda in Medina. So the question that is in front of us is, what will it be? Are we going to be like the people of Mecca? Or most of the people of Mecca? هل نكون مثل معظم أهل مكة الذين رفضوا هذه الفرصة أن يكونوا صحابة رسوله. Are we going to be like many of the people in Mecca who refused the opportunity to be the companions of his messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ أم نكون مثل الأنصار الذين قبلوا هذه الفرصة وهذا الشرف؟ Or are we going to be like the people of Medina who accepted and embraced this chance and this opportunity and this honor to help their brothers and sisters? بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الذكر والآيات الحكيم من الآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد على وصلوا وسلموا على رسول الله فإن الله عز وجل قد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when he said, surely Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, you must also send blessings and peace upon him a lot. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa anim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabih wa tabi'ina wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa anna ma'ahum bimannika wa rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma a'izzal islam wal muslimin wa adhilla shirka wal kafarata wal mulhidin wa ansur ibadaka al muwahidin. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين واللاجئين والمجاهدين في كل مكان في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي ليبيا وفي مصر وفي الأردن وفي أفغانستان وفي كينيا وفي الصومال وفي الحبشة وفي إريتريا وسائر بلاد العالم. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب دعوات. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.